for his grace bestowed upon every one of us, and I want to thank God for everyone here present tonight. I believe there are moments in our lives as believers and as people that we can track back to and said, this was the day. I believe that tonight is going to be one of those markers in our lives, a watershed moment where we can go back and say, you know, it was this time that God did such and such a thing. Amen? I'm believing God tonight that mountains that have been in the way are going to be blasted out of the way. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that there was a man, a young boy that was born. His name was John. His name should have been Zechariah or something else, but his name was called John. And when John got into the belly of the mother, it looked like John was dead. For 6 months, the baby did not move. But God had promised that she was going to have a baby. A barren woman is going to have a baby. And for 6 months, nothing was happening. While the baby seemed dead in her belly, God was speaking another word. This time, not to an old woman carrying a baby, but to a virgin, and that the virgin was going to have a baby without natural means. Hallelujah. I want to say to you today that what God is about to do in your life and in my life and for us is not going to be natural. This is going to be supernatural. Hallelujah. Somebody say supernatural. A virgin was going to have a child. And this is going to be because God was going to overshadow that woman. When she had that sense that something had happened, she went to visit the cousin that was also carrying a baby that seemed to be dead. But when Jesus, the everlasting Lord, still in the womb, came, and the mothers greeted each other, the baby in Elizabeth's womb leaped. Something is about to leap inside of you today that seemed dead. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, there's going to be an encounter. Amen. There will be an encounter. And something is going to move. Something is going to shift. Something is going to happen. Bible says, as they greeted, there it was, that which Elizabeth been carrying came alive. Their dreams, their visions, their aspirations, their testimonies, God has already spoken into your life. They are going to come alive today. You say, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying God is about to energize that which was, that which is, and that which will be. The past, hopes, dreams, promises are going to come alive in the now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the remarkable thing about the passage of Scripture I'm just sharing with you, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it in the next month sometime, is that Mary came to visit Elizabeth, but did not stay to see the birth of John. She left. Why? It is done. It is what? Done. And tonight, the visitation of the Lord is going to affirm one simple fact. Done, 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 done. Whatever it is that you are believing God for tonight, there is a response from above. The response is done. It is finished. It is done. Oh, God is about to say amen to your proclamations of faith tonight. You may be listening in Nigeria. You may be listening in Ghana. You may be listening in Tanzania. You may be listening in Brussels. You may be listening in Brazil. Wherever you are, in Winnipeg, in Canada, wherever you are, I declare to you today, there is a God who is saying, amen. In fact, that's the name of Jesus. He is the amen. Hallelujah. The one who caused the child in the womb to come alive, even though he was still in the womb. That same God is about to do something extraordinary in your life today. Impossibilities are going to become possibilities. Raise your hand with me. Say, Lord, give me your prophetic word. I receive the grace to prophesy by the Holy Ghost. I will call into place those things which in the natural seem impossible, but today they will become possible. I receive the boldness of faith to declare and to decree in the mighty name of Jesus, done, done, heaven and earth come into agreement now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Psalm 81, this is a passage of Scripture that you're familiar with because we've visited this passage of Scripture before. I'm going to go quickly through these passages because I want us to have enough time to begin to declare and decree. It says in Psalm 81, beginning to read from verse 10, God says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, brought you out of the land of bondage, brought you out of the land of oppression, brought you out of the land where you used to be blessed and became not a blessing, but accursed. So what do you mean? The Bible says that when Joseph died, another Pharaoh came that did not know Joseph, that did not know the one of increase, and began to oppress the people of God, and began to murder their children. Oh, but I thank God today, your children, my children, will not be sacrificed to devils. We shatter the stronghold of the enemy. that wants to shut down our ability to experience supernatural increase. They were killing those boys because the seed, women cannot give birth to children, whether male or female, without the male. Well, God can do whatever it is God wants to do. But you understand what I'm talking about. So if they're killing all the male children, you have the world of potentiality. Oh, listen. Come. You have potential that cannot be exercised. You have all these women that have the capacity and the ability to become pregnant, but cannot be pregnant because the boys are all out. Are you with me? You got to have the seed. So first thing we're going to declare right now, stand with me. Say with me, Father, I receive supernatural seed for the change ordained for me, my family, our church, and all that concerns me. Supernatural seed preserved by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, done. Amen. Sit down. But the Bible tells us that while Pharaoh was having the boys killed, there were two midwives that kept on saving them. So the plan wasn't working. Somebody say with me, the plans of the enemy will not work in Jesus' name. Believe me, the enemy has plans, but his plans, all of them fail tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And when Pharaoh called his midwives to himself and asked them, what's going on? How come these guys are still increasing? The midwife said, the Jewish, Israelite, Hebrew women, they are different from us. Before we get there, they've already given birth. So what can we do? Whether it was the truth or a lie, I don't know. That's a different discussion. But the fact is, they said the Hebrew women are different. Before we get there, they've done the speedy work. Raise your hand with me. Father, I receive supernatural speed to fulfill my destiny in Jesus' mighty name. Do you receive it? Somebody say, done. You've got supernatural speed. You've got supernatural seed. Ah. Oh, God. Somebody say, I got supernatural seed and supernatural speed in Jesus' mighty name. Your story is changing already. I say your story is changing already. I say your story is changing already. The word of the Lord says, I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide. And that's what we're doing. We are opening our mouth wide. And he is filling it. Yes. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In Psalm 91, verse 1 and 2, the word of God says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Raise your hand and declare with me. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I cannot be located by the enemies of my soul. I cannot be located by the forces of darkness. I am in the secret place, a place that devils cannot get into. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am in the secret place of the Most High. Therefore, I say now, the Lord is my refuge and my buckler. Hallelujah. The Lord is my refuge and my fortress. In Him I put my trust. My trust is in the Lord, God Almighty, who made the heavens and the earth. All knees must bow to His lordship of the things in heaven, the things on the earth, and the things under the earth. Every ram bows to the living God. I belong to Him. I am in the secret place, and I am hidden from the view of the enemy. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The enemy is going to try to locate you and can't find you. Listen, child of God, they're going to try to look for your address and they cannot see your house. I know what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter what equipment, what technology they want to use, they will not penetrate your house because you are in the secret place. Katelebo shikayarama. Hidden in plain view. In the mighty name of Jesus, in plain view but hidden. Have you ever experienced this before? You've been in the city for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and one day out of the blue you see a house that has been it's not newly built. It's been in the neighborhood all these years, but for the first time you see it. Anybody experienced that before? You say, this house has always been here. That's exactly what God is about to do. Hidden in plain view. The plans of the enemy, everyone will fail. God is not going to stop anybody from planning. But when you are in Goshen, you're in a secure place. Say with me, I step into my secure place in Jesus' mighty name, fully fortified by the very presence of the living God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! God says, open your mouth and I'm going to fill it. I am going to fill it. But a remarkable statement in Psalm 81, verse 11 is this. The word of God says, but my people will not hearken to my voice. But you hearkened, didn't you? You are here tonight. You listened. God says, this is what I want to do. He said, but my people will not listen. You know, there are times in your life that God calls you to attention. And it's not about whether God can do this or God can do that or God can do this or God can do that or cannot. It's about whether you're going to trust Him and be obedient to His call. Since well, my people will not hearken to my voice, and Israel will none of me. They didn't want anything to do with me. So I gave them up. That's what you want to do? Go ahead, do that. And they walked in their own counsel, in their own wisdom. But thank God, you are not walking in your own wisdom or your own understanding. You are walking in obedience to the directives of the living God, and the God of heaven shall do for you extraordinary things today by the authority of his everlasting word. Satanic agendas are brought to naught by the authority of the word of God. He says, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me. If they only had listened to me and Israel had walked in my ways, followed my instruction. He said, I should soon have subdued their enemies. Declare with me, all enemies, you are subdued. Now, in Jesus' mighty name. He says, and turned my hand against their adversaries. This morning, early, I was here, and I began to pray a prayer that I believe maybe for the first time I had prayed. I'd prayed this prayer in different ways, but this is the first time I prayed it this way, as I was led by the Spirit of God. I began to say, God, confuse the lines of communication of the enemy. Put a virus into their system. And I began to say, so that they think they're shooting at me, but you have manipulated their calibrations and they are shooting at each other. And when they are crying out in pain, they think I'm the one crying and they are celebrating, but they are the ones dying. Let God change the calibrations of the machinery of the enemy. Let him invest viruses into their technology so that they begin to blast at each other in the mighty name of Jesus. And you walk free by the authority of the everlasting word of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The devil's a liar. When they think they're hurting me, they're hurting themselves. And I'm sitting down, relaxed and chilling. Hey, glory, look at that. Huh, look at that. Hey, look at that. Like somebody watching tennis. But nothing that they do can hurt me. You receive that? God says, I'm going to turn my hand against those adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves. Well, we've listened and we've hearkened. Therefore, the haters of the Lord shall submit themselves unto us. Once upon a time, we needed, like Luke 12 and Luke 21 talks about, we needed the word of the Lord when it says, don't be afraid of them. They're going to come and they're going to drag you before the synagogues, before their leaders. He says, don't be concerned about what you're going to say, because I'm going to fill your mouth. I'm going to give you a mouth. That was then. This is now. This is not about being dragged. This is about them fleeing before you in every direction, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm talking to people that believe the word of God. I don't need to know how God does what God does. See, I go into my car, I start it, and I drive. I don't need to know the mechanics of how it does what it does. Mechanics have to worry about that. My duty is to start the car and drive. My mechanic is not going to come and drive the car for me. I do the driving. Do you understand? You don't need to know how God is going to do what God is going to do. Just drive. Hallelujah. He says, but their time should have endured forever. Their time should have endured forever. Now, that's for those who did not hearken. Their time should have. But for us who hearken to the word of the Lord, our time shall endure for what? Ever. Nobody can cut my time short. Hallelujah. I will enjoy everything God has for me. And I will do it speedily, not because I'm afraid. I will do it speedily because there's so much to enjoy. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. And with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. Should have. But I have hearkened. Therefore, I'm going to get the finest of the wheat, and honey will come out of rocks. Amen. Raise your hand. Thank you, Father, for supernatural blessings. The finest of wheat and honey out of the rock. I receive it. I'm enjoying it. I prosper in a world that is full of calamity. I prosper. I prosper. I prosper. I prosper. I prosper. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Do you receive that? Deuteronomy chapter 28. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken, if you listen diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. The Lord God will set you what? On high. Rise with me. We are declaring already, we already started, but you're going to have your personal time to make certain declarations. Amen? But we're setting the foundation from which we're going to be propelled. Declare with me. Father, I thank you that I am attentive and obedient to your word. Therefore, I celebrate with thanksgiving this great honor you have bestowed upon my life. You have set me on high. You have set me on high. Above, above, above all nations of the earth. I am head and not tail. Above only and never beneath. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Sit down. Verse 2 says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. All the blessings of God will come on you and overtake you. James, come here for a moment. Glory be to God. Just keep on walking. This is a blessing. And now all he's doing is following the blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. The blessing comes on you from behind, jumps all over you, and goes ahead of you so that every step you are taking is a step in the blessing, in the blessing, in the blessing, in the blessing. Somebody shout, hallelujah. The devil's a liar. Every day of my life, I am blessed. Amen. Do you receive that? Yes. All these blessings. Here's a God who's blessed you with every blessing. every spiritual blessing, every natural blessing in heavenly places. And this day you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Somebody celebrate with a shout. Glory be to God. Verse 3. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field. I like that. Whether you're in the city or in the country, you're blessed. In other words, it doesn't matter where you are. The blessing is on you. 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 It doesn't matter where they place you. The blessing is on you. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Glory be to God. And the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. In other words, God says, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless your profession. I'm going to bless your food. I'm going to bless your ministry. I'm going to bless everything that concerns you. The flock, that was property. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless everything. And what again is the caveat? Hearken. Just listen to what I say to you. In other words, God is saying, I'm going to be giving you supernatural instructions. Amen. Listen to the instruction and follow through with it. This is how the blessing is going to follow you. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Oh my God. Everything about you is going to be blessed. Opportunities are just going to be generated. Business ideas flourishing. God giving you insight on things. Even before people know that they need it. You know, there was a movie years back. If you build it, they will come. Well, God is saying the same thing. I'm going to give you ideas. And you're going to be coming up with ideas. But God is not just going to give you ideas. Listen to this. God is not just going to give you ideas that you cannot do anything about. God is going to give you ideas and he's going to fund it. Amen. Did you hear that? God is going to fund your ideas. Supernaturally. Are you hearing this? Do you receive it?
Yes.
Rise with me. Say with me, Father,
I tap
into the GoFundMe account that you have invested in for me. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. God is funding you. God is funding you. God is funding you. God is funding you. Your eyes are on God who funds you and is going to release resources into your life supernaturally. This funding, I'm not talking about government funding you. I'm talking about God supernaturally funding you. I sense in the spirit right now that people are going to experience miracle money.
Amen.
You're going to find money and say, When did I put this here? No, you didn't put it there.
Amen.
When did you save that much?
Amen. Thank you.
God is going to connect you. God is going to connect you. You know, there are some squirrels that are busy collecting nuts, and they've forgotten where they put the nuts. And God is going to move you right to the nuts. In the name of Jesus. You are going to stumble into stuff that you didn't know was there. Hidden in plain sight. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. So it doesn't matter whether you come in or go in, you're blessed. Some say, I am blessed. Abundantly blessed. Supernaturally blessed. 2021, I speak to you now. Hear my voice. I am blessed. Glory be to God. Let's go on to verse 7. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. In other words, don't be afraid of them. They're coming. So I'm going to give them some dirty slap. Power! I've been talking about slap too much. You know, I've been noticing I've been talking about slap. It's because it's what God is about to do in the realm of the spirit. I'm picking up on something. Pow! Who hit me? Who hit me? An invisible hand. You are going the wrong direction. Pow! Turn your face that way. Oh, this slap is going to turn them around and spin all over the place. You know, when you spin somebody so fast, they get dizzy and they fall down. This slap is going to spin them and they're going to fall down. Hallelujah. Smitten before thy face, they shall come out against thee one way, woo, shakaya labo, and flee before thee seven ways. Talk about scatterbrain. They come one way and they get this dirty slap and they scatter in seven directions. But far away from you, because God is fighting for you. Amen. Do you receive this word?
Yes.
Verse 8. The Lord shall command the blessing. The Lord shall do what? Command the blessing. The Lord shall do what? Command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest an hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Some say, I receive properties in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive blessings. I receive supernatural favor in my going out and in my coming in every direction I go. The blessing is there. The blessing is there. The blessing is there. The blessing is there. In Jesus' mighty name. The commanded blessing comes in the place where unity is. Where unity is, God commands his blessings. Forever. What you and I are doing right now, tonight, it's not just going to last for a year. What we're doing tonight is perpetual. It's going to continue. And if the Lord tarries, it will hit the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. But I believe that we are the end time. So there is lots for you and your children to enjoy now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself. As he had sworn, God swore.
Hallelujah.
as he had sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord in thy God, and walk in his ways. Says, if you just do what I'm asking you to do, I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen. So guess what the enemy would like to do? Try to get you away from following the directives of the Lord. Rise with me. Say this with me. Satan, you and your cohorts, don't you dare come near me. Don't you dare speak to me. You are banished from my life. Get away from me. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord says, watch and pray. Amen. Lest you fall into temptation. We're not falling into any temptation. Amen? We've got eyes and we can behold the Lord and we are following him. Glory be to God. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be what?
Afraid.
They shall be what?
Afraid.
They shall be what?
Afraid
of thee. We're not talking about being dragged here. No, they will be afraid of me. Amen. And therefore declare, okay, that's a Christian over there. As much as I would like to hurt him, I'm not going there. In fact, the devil will tell his demons, don't, you see that address? Don't go there. Don't you dare go there. Hallelujah. That's a no-go zone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, the devil does. There are some places he doesn't want to go to. Especially himself, he will not go there. Because if he gets trashed again, there will be a coup. Somebody will, you know those demonic forces, they are always, the Lord says, a house divided against itself cannot stand. That's a secret. So declare with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that the house of the enemy, they are against each other. They cannot stand. In Jesus' mighty name. Do you receive that? And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swore to thy fathers to give thee. That's the second time God has stated it. And on this, the 11th month, we declare that the 11th verse of Deuteronomy chapter 28 be made manifest in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. 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 Now, I want you, I'm going to mention one thing, and then I want you to begin to prophesy. Begin to declare it. That this is what's going to happen in your life, in your family, in this church, henceforth. Every good word that is pronounced out of your mouth shall be honored by God. Amen. It is done. Amen. Amen? Hallelujah. Let me tell you what happens. When you prophesy and begin to declare certain things, God begins to put everything together so that as you walk in obedience, everything begins to fall in its proper place. It is like this. Let me put it this way. I want to make a special Hawaiian pizza. So what do? I know I need pineapples. I know I need ham. I know I need flour and whatever else to make the pastry for the pizza. Are you with me so far? Mm-hmm. So God brings all that is necessary. He gives you the cookbook, everything that you need. He sets the oven for you, and now he says, cook. Say, hey. What are you talking about? I thought I wasn't going to cook. No, you're going to cook. Because faith without works is what? Dead. So God is going to bring things in line, and you need to be able to identify the ingredients that is presenting before you to produce this particular recipe that he has personally designed for your palate. He is going to energize you and grant you the grace to do what you got to do. Amen? So raise your hand. Say with me, Father, I receive supernatural wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to cooperate with you in partnership to produce the results that I need for my life, for my family, for my business, for my ministry, for everything that concerns me now and henceforth. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that dreams, hopes, and aspirations that I had in the past that seem to have died, that right now, by the supernatural activation of the word of faith, that those dreams, hopes, aspirations come alive now. Be energized, come alive now by the authority of the word of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, receive your miracle. Hallelujah. Now I want you to prophesy. We're not begging now. We are going to say what is. So when I say health, I want you to begin to prophesy that you are walking in divine health. Amen. Free of every sickness and every disease. Hallelujah. You will live and not die and testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. I don't care what the enemy says you got that is bad. This is my very special broken English. You don't got it. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. You are walking in divine health. Begin to prophesy about health. Prophesy. Open your mouth and begin to prophesy. Open your mouth and begin to prophesy. Open your mouth and begin to prophesy. Your money is not going to go for medication. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I prophesy. Rekete boshikalama. Reketele broshike. Matekatomba reba cheka. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for divine health, for me, for my family. Oh God, in Jesus' name, divine health for my body, divine health for this ministry, divine health for, Lord, oh God, every partner, in the mighty name of Jesus, divine health for my family, in the mighty name of Jesus, divine health for my finances, in the mighty name of Jesus, divine health. Hallelujah. Concerning everything that concerns me. Glory be to God. 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 Command right now, by the authority of the word of God, not just for you, but for others. There are some people that may have a particular ailment, a disease, or a handicap of some sort. We are going to, this day, declare that no handicaps in our family. Hallelujah. Every form of handicap eradicated by the authority of the word of God. Hallelujah. Let the angel of the Lord begin to sweep that disease out of your family, out of your life, out of every area. Begin to declare now by the authority of the word of God, total health, no handicaps of any sort, no disease of any sort, no disease of the mind, no disease of the body, no disease of limbs, no disease in the blood, no disease in any cells, no disease on your skin, no disease of any sort. In the mighty name of Jesus, we put a banishing certification against every form of disease that the enemy has activated in any life, in any family. In the mighty name of Jesus, be gone in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Prophesy. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Disease free. Handicap free. Miracles, 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 in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name. We're going to declare a harvest of souls. Glory be to God. Harvest of souls. People coming to salvation. People coming and asking you, please tell me, what is it that I need to do? I see your life is different from mine. There's something about you. I want to know how I can get it. And you point them to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you see, you know, you in your boat, and instead of casting the hook, the fish is jumping inside your boat? Glory be to God. See the fish jumping inside your boat. See it. That's part of the blessing. That's part of the blessing. They're just jumping in. They're 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 jumping in. In the mighty name of Jesus. Prophesy salvation of souls. Household salvation. Salvation happening in your workplace. Salvation happening wherever you go. You're in the grocery store, people are coming and they're asking you about Jesus. Hallelujah. God is drawing them by His Spirit, because you are exalting Him who is forever King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He reigns forever. He reigns forever. Salvation of souls. Salvation of souls. We prophesy in the name of Jesus. Souls, 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 souls coming into the kingdom. Coming into the kingdom. Drawn by the Spirit of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Marebo shekele baraka. In the mighty name of Jesus. Marabashakata barakaye. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We declare in Jesus' name salvation for souls. Hallelujah. The word of God says, wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. And you are righteous by the grace of God. So wealth and riches are in your house. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. We're going to declare, Lord, my eyes are open to see the wealth and riches right in front of me that have been hidden from me. Wealth and riches. I see it. I lay hold of them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Declare. Declare it. Begin to declare. Begin to declare wealth and riches. Malado shikaye, yende bo shekele makaha, rande bo tekialo, shiende bo kialadeka. Wealth and riches, wealth and riches. Be manifest now. Be manifest now. My eyes see you. My eyes see you. My hands touch you. In the name of Jesus, come to me now. Come to me now. Come to me now. Come to me now. Be manifest to me now. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say, done. Say it again, done. Say, done, 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 done. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to proclaim over your business. Praise the Lord. Everybody's got a business. If you're a believer, you got a business. The Lord says, I'm about this business. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that has been blocking the success of your business, today that thing will die. I say today that thing will what? Die. What does that mean? You see, when the spirit leaves the body, we say it is dead. That person is dead. When I say that thing will die, it means that it will leave you. Amen. Amen? It will what? Leave you. If it is foolish thinking, it will leave you. If it is a sin, it will what? Leave you. That thing will what? Die. In other words, there is no place for it anywhere in your life. Praise the Lord. There is no place for it in your life. It got to die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So begin to prophesy. Whatever it is that is messing around with my business, die. 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 Whatever it is that's messing with this church, die. Hallelujah. It will be kicked out. Die. 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 Pray. Declare. Declare prophetically right now. Whatever it is that is trying to block you, that is trying to hinder you from experiencing the fullness of God's grace on your life, die. In the mighty name of Jesus. Declare it. Declare it. Declare it. Declare it. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now we're going to declare anything that's supposed to be part of my life that's been separated from me, come alive. Come join me. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Because there are certain things that the enemy keeps oppressed and separated from you so that you cannot make it. But today it will show up in your hand.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? It will what? Show up in your hand. The key that you need, when you think you don't have it, when you get to the door, the key will be in your hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What you need for every... I hear the Lord saying, oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I like this. I heard the Lord say, he says, to tell you, this is good, that he's not going to load you up with all kinds of stuff that will become a burden to you. But at the time that you need it, it will be there.
Amen.
You know what that means to me? Let me speak English to you. It means, don't limit your dreams.
Amen.
If you think it, even though it doesn't look like you've got what it needs to bring it to pass, God says, keep on going. When you get there, it will be there.
Amen.
Do you receive that word? Whatever it is that you need will be there.
Amen.
On time. It has been scheduled. Done. Let me put it to you another way. God is a master quarterback, and he is going to throw this ball into the pocket. You know what that means? That means it's going to land right on target. If God needs to throw it while you are running, and he needs to throw the ball and your shirt will open up and the ball drops in there so that nobody knows you got the ball, that's exactly what's going to happen. Let me put it another way to you. This time I'm going to use pool. Not that I play pool. But this is it. God is about to hit the ball, and every ball that needs to go in whatever pocket will land inside that pocket. No matter how many obstacles is put on the way, God will make the ball wind through every one of them. Some of you are looking at me funny. That's exactly what's going to happen. And you're going to be standing and saying, oh my God, what happened here? And people are going to be watching and saying, oh my God, how did that happen? Who do you know? I know the Lord. Mighty man of war, Lion of Judah, we bow down and worship you, Yahweh, Yahweh, come and do what only you can do. Do you receive that?
Yes.
Now begin to prophesy. Prophesy. God is taking care of your business. God is taking care of your business, aligning everything. He is providing for you. You are drawing on God's GoFundMe account already set up for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Prophesy, 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 prophesy. In Jesus' mighty name. Now we're going to put two things together. We're going to declare wholeness for family, for marriages. Hallelujah. Husband and wife and their children, whether the children are at home or they are married and they have their own homes. Your child is your child is your child is your child.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to declare harmony, wholeness for families right now.
Amen.
Listen. I heard somebody just say, my marriage is so far gone. I don't even have love in this marriage anymore, and I don't think I want to pray this prayer. You better pray this prayer. You better declare this. Because the better days, the glorious days, days that you didn't think possible in your marriage are about to come to pass. And you're going to forget all the bad days of the past. And you're going to enjoy the fruitfulness because God is getting honey out of the rock.
Amen.
Don't miss your opportunity. Declare in the name of Jesus that you have a wonderful marriage, a wonderful family, wonderful children. Everybody blessed of the Lord. Everybody blessed of the Lord. Everything that concerns you, blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Declare, declare, prophesy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, this segment is for you to just begin to declare whatever it is you need to declare. Not going to give you any kind of direction on this. You just begin to declare. Just begin to declare. And as you're declaring it, recognize this to be the truth that God is saying, amen, 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 amen. And not only is God saying amen, God is giving upgrades.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
There are upgrades. So you ask for something according to the measure of your faith, and God says, no, I'm going to do it according to the measure of my faith.
Amen.
Upgrade, 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 upgrade. Everything you're asking for, there is an upgrade attached to it.
Amen.
This morning the Lord says, I'm going to bless you 1,000 times more. Hallelujah. That's even an upgrade on the promise that he made. Shakale matosi. Just begin to prophesy. Open your mouth. Let God fill it. And let God not only fill it while you are here, let God continue to fill it all year long. Let God begin to fill it all year long. While you are even asleep, God is filling it. Yikalade abo shike.
Let's declare together. Say, Father, I am free from every issue that has held me bound. I am free. Me and my household, we're free from every satanic blockage, from every satanic blockage, from every satanic chain, from every satanic agenda, from every satanic influence. I am free. I am free. Me and my household, we are free. Me and my church, me and my business, me and my entire family, we are free. We are free. We are free. We are free. Freedom is mine. Freedom is mine. Freedom is mine. No to every work of darkness. You have no power over me. In the name of Jesus, visible and invisible enemies, your powers have been disarmed. Your powers have been rendered useless. In the name of Jesus, your agendas are over. They no longer exist. I am no longer in that realm. I am an untouchable. I'm an untouchable. I am an untouchable. Me and my household, me and my business, me and my church, me and my children, me and my spouse, me and my parents, everything that concerns me, thou shalt not touch from this moment on. Cover every family now with the precious blood of Jesus. Every single one. Everyone that hears the sound of my voice, you are now in the island of the blood of Jesus. You live in this island, and in this island you move. Wherever you go, the blood moves with you. The word of the Lord moves with you. The sword of the Lord moves with you. Cut down every evil work in the name of Jesus. Every arrow that flies by day or night, cut down. Cut down, cut down, cut down, cut down in the name of Jesus. Your zone is now a no-fly zone. Say, I am in the island of the living God. So in this island I operate from, there is safety in my going out. And in my coming in, nothing that is not planned by God can ever enter this island in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my strong tower. The Lord is my covering. I'm under the shadow, Almighty God. I am under the shadow of the Almighty God. I am totally covered. Me and my household. Nothing that God has never approved can never penetrate. Only you, Lord, visit me. Visit my family. Visit my household. Visit my business. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, visit the business of your family. I'm going to pray this part. Lord, visit the business of your family. Every member, oh God. Visit. Visit, Lord. Visit, Lord. Days of toiling are over. Days of toiling are over. Like Apostle said, let the fish begin to jump in the boat. Like they did, they jumped in the net. They toiled all night, they caught nothing. But when you showed up and your word showed up, there was a change. So today we say, it's just like that day today. It's just like that day today. Let there be a change now. No more toiling. We launch into the deep and we catch now. We catch now. Struggles are over. Struggles are over. Struggles are over. The word of the Lord is bringing in the increase, bringing in the multitude, bringing in the abundance, bringing in the supply, bringing in the wealth, bringing in the health, bringing in the family, bringing in the souls, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the rain, bringing in the sun, bringing in the harvest, bringing in the honey, bringing it now. Bring it in. Everybody say, bring it in. 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 Somebody say, I receive. I receive. And I have them. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that from now on, you have truly blessed us. 1,000 times more blessing is working in our lives. 1,000 times blessings. Open up your mouth. Say, 1,000 times blessing. Never leave me. 1,000 times blessing. Never leave me. Never leave my family. Never leave my ministry. Never leave my church. Never leave my business. Never leave my children. Never leave my spouse. Never leave my grandchildren. Never leave my city. Never leave my property. In the name of Jesus. Never leave my health. 1,000 times blessing. 1,000 times more blessings. 1,000 times more blessings. 1,000 times more blessings. You have been activated. Walk and never stop in my life and in my household, in my health, in my wealth, in my life, in my influence, in the name of Jesus. If you believe this, say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen like you mean it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have declared it so. Amen.